Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Taro International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Taro.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday. Great stuff with Congressman Dan Kildee there from the Trust Belt Tour 2017. In studio with us right now is Megan Brandt, and she is with the Global Insurance Accelerator. Welcome, Megan. Nice to have you here.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
So tell us, what is the Global Insurance Accelerator? What are you guys doing over there?
So we're an accelerator over in downtown Des Moines in the East Village, and we're focused on innovating the insurance industry.
Innovating the insurance industry. So what does that mean? Is that like people who have wild, crazy ideas about how to better serve customers and the insurance companies?
Yeah, actually, it's
think up stuff.
It's a little bit of that. Yeah, we're helping primarily startups.
Okay.
So early stage companies who need funding, they need mentorship, they need guidance. So we bring them to our office for 100 days here in Des Moines in the middle of winter. So it's
nice.
Great that they get here when it's the coldest. And they come here for funding. And then my role here is the mentor program. So
this sounds awfully much like the agritech. Is that pretty similar?
Yes, yeah, same
another
format.
100 days.
Yep.
And these are startups from across the country?
Yeah, they can be around the world as long as they're solving domestic issues. And we've had them from around the world.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And so they come here to work on their pitch and work on their startup and then hopefully do what?
Hopefully we've accelerated them far enough that they've fixed a lot of their issues, if they have any, and they now have some funding to work with. And they hopefully have some pilots to go forward with, too, with our carriers.
So when does all this kick off?
So right now, actually, our applications are open.
Very nice.
Yeah, and we will sift through everybody in the next month. And then January 16th is day one. And it comes to conclusion in April at the Global Insurance Symposium here in Des Moines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if we have the link on our radio blog about where to sign up, that's a good thing?
Yes.
Yes. that's
twofold.
A good thing.
Yeah. If you are also anybody interested in becoming a mentor in this program, that's my job.
Who typically are mentors?
Well, maybe a lot of people in Des Moines because it's an insurance town.
Yes, it is.
But I look for anybody who has any sort of interest in working with early stage companies, and they can do anything in the insurance world or marketing, legal, IT. Anybody who's willing to raise their hand and give some time.
Why would insurance companies be interested in startups?
You know, a lot of them move slow, and it's hard to take on a lot of risk, and they like to find these companies who have had the time to find these issues and to work on them and have their own in-house team who does this, so they like to bring them in and figure out what they could be doing in their own companies.
Well, it's fresh new faces, too. Fresh ideas, fresh faces, and they're not into the corporate culture necessarily,
No, not at
right?
all, actually. They do it on purpose, so they're not in that kind of culture.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What do you think, what is it about a corporate culture that sometimes often stymies ideas?
I think it's just the pace.
Yeah.
And maybe the amount of people it takes to get an idea to go through. They have to go, you know, in a startup, they have two or three people maybe, and all of them wear all the hats. So the decisions can be made in a second,
boom, afternoon.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Megan Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, she is with the Global Insurance Accelerator. How long have you been with these guys?
Exactly a year.
Yay.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's been really fun. It's been a great job.
And you came out of Workiva.
I did.
And you were on the PR and marketing team?
Yep, Corp Communications.
Corp Communications.
Corporate comms, yeah.
Corporate comms.
That's all the words.
So now... What a difference. I mean, you come out of corporate communications, which is very structured, I would imagine, and now you're freewheeling it with all these startups.
Yeah, actually, it's great. Workiva has a nice culture where, you know, we created a voice that was fun and upbeat and, you know, employee first. So to do this now for a whole different audience has been great. I had a wonderful boss who put us in front of a lot of investor relations situations, so we were able to communicate with people who were – and all different backgrounds and all different parts. So it was nice to have that kind of guidance and structure. Yeah.
At the the Global Insurance Seminar, the Accelerator, what the end game is to get these startups funding and then maybe picked up for an idea, or do they go to work for these insurance companies? How does all that go?
It could be anything.
Yeah.
One of the main benefits we actually have is that the insurance companies themselves will put mentors in the program to meet with all these companies, all from different areas. And they, it could be, there's a lot of different benefits that they bring back to the companies, but their main goal actually is just an ecosystem of helping and sharing, and that hopefully insurance as a whole will get closer and closer to being quicker and better for the end user.
Got it. You also are working out of this really fabulous office. It really is very, very cool.
Yeah, we love it.
That is in the East Village.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at one time, did you know, you probably do, that was a fireproof hotel.
Yes.
That was a big thing.
It's all over the building on the back in paint.
It is. It was one of the few fireproof hotels in the metro. And this is maybe turn of the century, 20s. I don't exactly know why. But that was a big issue because many hotels would just burn to the ground, you know, because people would be smoking in bed, or, you know, they had kerosene lamps or whatever it was. And so, yeah, you're in kind of a fireproof building. Pretty cool.
We were very lucky.
A lot of history there.
Yeah, and our space used to be an art gallery. So we had to adjust a few things, but it has that exposed brick factory look feel that a lot of entrepreneurs like to have.
Yeah.
So we feel like we fit right in.
And while these startups are with you,
mm-hmm.
they're working on their pitch, they're working on their program, and they sometimes, as Megan Volstead was telling us last week, that they sometimes flip. And they'll say, you know, we're not going this way. We found something else that we need to do.
Oh, yeah. We call that a pivot.
A pivot.
A classic pivot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the first 3 weeks, they meet all these mentors. We have hundreds of them. Well, 200,
yeah.
I guess, mentors. And within the first 3 weeks, they could change everything based on plenty of people giving them feedback.
Again, nimbleness of foot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hopefully in the 100 days. That's happened before, too, throughout the 100 days. By the time they come in with their pitch and they end at the symposium, it's different. And that's the goal, is to make sure they fail fast and then get back on track on what they need to do
fast.
Next. Yes, that's a term they use. Yeah. Fail fast, but not on purpose.
Well,
you know, just
because
because
it costs you less money if you fail fast.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're here for. It's
right.
Yeah, 100 days. They have plenty of things they're doing while they're here. They're doing panels with insurance companies, which sounds awful, but the actuarial panel was probably the most riveting one we had. It was fascinating.
Really?
Yes. And then they practice their pitches, but we don't want to focus too much on the pitch. Because they, you know, that's not, we like to say, as Jeff Russell, our board chair from Delta Dental, he says, we're the steak, not the sizzle.
Got it.
So we like to make sure that we have all the fundamentals.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
They can be successful.
Her name is Megan Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, celebrates 1 year, like almost today, with the Global Insurance Accelerator. Thanks so very much for coming in and doing this, Megan.
Yes, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Duncombe girl makes good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're way back to Fort Dodge, Iowa.
I know. We were just having that conversation out there in the green room about our mutual friends and benefactors up in that part of the country. Good to have you here. Thanks so very much for doing this. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, can your human resources department be a profit center? What? That's coming up next. Stephanie Peters from Arion here on the Monday edition of the Business News Hour.